passage this morning because I want you to understand that this is about the amazing God we worship, and I'm going to do it all through. Anybody know who that is? Ooh, the beast. Yeah, the beast. We're going to do it all through looking at Belle and the Beast. We're not going to watch the whole film because we haven't got time to do that this morning. But I want you to get your head around the fact that this is one of those great passages in Scripture which talks about new creations. We are new creations because of Jesus. It talks about how we're reconciled to God because of Jesus. It talks about how we're forgiven our sins because of Jesus. It talks about how we're renewed by God because of Jesus. And we then share that wonderful work with others. Now, if I can just get this up. So we have, this is going to work, honestly, trust me. We've got Belle, a beast, I mean that's beast. Oh, we got Lumiere and Cogsworth. Yeah. And who's this?
Belle.
Belle, quite right, yeah, okay. Now. Okay, now we're going to get our heads around this. First of all, a little background for those of you who don't know Beauty and the Beast. A great French story. Great French story. It concerns, of course, a handsome prince. No, not me. A handsome... Behave. A handsome prince. And he owns a big chateau, castle-like thing. And he is a grim sort of person. Angry, not nice, he's not kind. So he's definitely not me, all right? So he's, you know... Now this... Anyway, one day, an old woman comes to the door of this castle... And says, can I come in for rest and shelter in a winter's night? And he says, no. And she then offers him a rose, and he doesn't want to receive it. But anyway, she curses him and says that you will become a beast, and all your servants will become like toys and until you learn to be loved. So someone has to love you, okay? And the rose, and the rose in the story will bloom until his 21st birthday. And then all the petals will fall off. And when the final petal falls, the curse will last forever. So that's the story, okay? And in this story we have a handsome prince now who's turned into a beast. We have our heroine, Belle, and we have the servants, represented by Lumiere and Cogsworth. And I want you just to remind ourselves that we could be a bit like that prince, that handsome prince, because we're not all nice. We're not loving, gracious, kind. We could be a bit like that handsome prince who said a big no to the old lady who's looking for shelter. And we are, in a sense, we're separated from all good people because of that. And, of course, the beast is separated from everybody in his castle. And he's stuck there. And I want us to look how the love of Belle changes and transforms him in a way, you'll get it. No, I won't tell you that yet. But we'll get that in a minute. So what we're going to do, we're going to have a few clips, which, amazingly, I hope you can see over my... Are these in the way? They are now. No. They're fine, are they? Great, okay. Here's our first clip. In this clip, I want to see how Belle, the servants are wondering how on earth this Belle might be their answer, because she's arrived at the castle unexpectedly for all sorts of reasons, and they're just wondering if this at last, a young lady will fall in love with the beast and break the curse. Here we go. Thanks, you, Nick.
Then go ahead and starve! If she doesn't eat with me, then she doesn't eat at all.
Oh dear, that didn't go very well at all, did it?
Lumiere, stand watch at the door and inform me at once if there is the slightest change.
You can count on me, mon capitaine.
Well, we might as well go downstairs and start cleaning up.
I asked nicely, but she refuses. What does she want me to do? Beg? Show me the girl.
Well, the master's really not so bad once you get to know him. Why don't you give him a chance?
I don't want to get to know him. I don't want to have anything to do with him.
Can we see here that they hope that Belle will be their answer, but she's saying, I want nothing to do with the beast. And all the servants are just draught, because unless this curse is broken, they will not cease to be toys, and they will not return. And they're desperate to be new creations again. Yeah, there's that phrase, new creations. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old is gone, a new life is gone. They want to get their new life back again, so to speak. They're looking for that new creation, and they're struggling for it, and they long for the old way, the present way to go, and a new and better future to come, and they want that to happen through Beast and the Bell. Yeah? Now, in our second video clip we're going to watch now, we're going to look at how Beauty and the Beast try to work this out. And in this clip, Beast decides, that's in a sense like us, Beast decides that we're going to make some good gift to Belle. We'll so impress her that she will fall at his feet in love and adoration. Yeah? You women know this from lots of men, and the way you think we can do it, but we don't really, do we? So here we go, a little clip. It goes, Beast wants to show his love. So he takes Belle to the library, and we see what happens next. Let's go.
That I simply didn't see.
Well, who'd have thought?
Well, bless my soul.
Well, who'd have known?
Well, who indeed?
And who'd have guessed it come together on their own?
It's so peculiar.
Well, we'd have seen a few days more. There may be something there that wasn't there before.
You know, perhaps there's some.
Ah, I didn't know that was coming. I forgot that one.
There may be something there that wasn't there before.
What's there, Mama?
Okay. I'll tell you when you're old.
Right then, you all know why we're here. We have exactly 12 hours, 36 minutes and 15 seconds to create the most magical, spontaneous, romantic atmosphere known to man or beast. The beast. Right. Need I remind you that if the last petal falls from this rose, the spell will never be broken. Oh. Very well. You all know your assignments. Half of you to the west wing, half of you to the east wing. The rest of you, come with me.
Oh, lighten up, Cogsworth, and let nature take its course.
It's obvious there's a spark between them.
Yes, but there's no harm in fanning the flames, you know, a little. Besides, they must fall in love tonight if we ever expect to be human again.
Ah, human again.
Human again.
Yes. Think what that means.
I forgot why I was going to show you that. I think it picks up on the last point I was trying to make about being new creations. So, Nick, can we get to the next one that starts at 50:09? And we'll be there. Bear with us.
But the Beast, how did you escape?
I didn't escape, Papa. He let me go.
That horrible Beast.
No, but he's different
late,
now,
Nick.
Papa.
The one before that. You've just done that, have you?
Yeah.
That wasn't what I was expecting. Never mind. I've told you, he went to the library, and the library didn't work. So Belle walks into the library, and that Beast is hoping that this will mean that she will suddenly love him. But it doesn't work. She loves the books. She loves the library. But she doesn't love the Beast. It needs something more than that. It needs a Beast, actually, to do something that transforms their relationship. Rather than him controlling her all the time and demanding that Belle does whatever he wants, he has to allow Belle to do what she wants. And that's what our next clip is, which is 103, where you were. Brilliant.
They're back.
Belle.
Shh. It's all right, Papa. I'm home.
I thought I'd never see you again.
I missed you so much.
But the Beast, how did you escape?
I didn't escape, Papa. He let me go.
That horrible Beast?
But he's different now, Papa. He's changed somehow.
Hi.
Oh, a stowaway.
Why, hello there, little fella. Didn't think I'd see you again.
Bell, why'd you go away? Don't you like us anymore?
Oh, Chip, of course I do. It's just... May I help you?
I've come to collect your father.
My father?
Don't worry, mademoiselle. We'll take good care of him.
So here Belle needs to go and save her father. And the beast has allowed her to go. For the first time, he's not tried to control her. He is losing the very person he thinks might save him from the curse he is willing to give away. He's willing to give away what was saving him. And he stops being selfish and he looks to Belle and what her desires are. And that reminds us that it is God who's not counting the sins against people's sins against them, but reconciling the world to himself. Something we'll come back to in a moment. And then our last clip here talks about how Belle needs to be with the beast. The beast is being attacked by a rival for Belle's love. And this is the point where Belle realizes that life is changing in the beast.
Alt, if only I'd gotten here sooner.
Maybe. It's better. It's better this way.
Don't talk like that. You'll be all right. We're together now. Everything's going to be fine. You'll see.
And at least I got to see you one last time.
Please don't leave me. I love you.
Watch the film. I can't do a plot spoiler on you, can I? But did you hear her say she got to the point where she realised that the beast had done so much for her that he actually was changed and he was worth loving? And she says, I love you, as the final petal falls. Do you know what I want you to remember about this morning? It's not so much Beast and Belle and Lumiere and Cogsworth. I want you to realise that actually the Beast is a bit like us. Yeah? That we think we are all good. And we do no wrong, but we do a lot of wrong. We're not nice people ultimately. We put ourselves before others. We fail to love our neighbour. We fail to care for the people around us as God has called us to be. We can be like the beast. Belle comes along and, you know, in a funny old way, not entirely, she's a little bit like God, who could have said, I give up on you. I walk away from you. And for a long time in the film, she wants nothing to do with the beast. But she comes to a point where she realizes, actually, there's something about the beast that needs help. God knows that we need help. God knows that only through his work in Jesus, being born in a manger, can he begin the work of changing us, reconciling us to God. And the servants who walk around are on their job all the time. They're in many ways, they're just like the Holy Spirit, ever working within us, ever trying to call us to God, ever trying to remind us that God has done great things for us. Remember those words in that passage? It said, anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The beast became a new person when they were loved. The old is gone, a new life has begun. This is a gift from God. It is the work of God, the work of Bel that transforms the beast. It is the work of God that transforms us. And God is reconciling the world to himself through this work. It is the work of Bel who transforms the beast. It is the work of God in Jesus Christ who transforms us and this world once and for all. So it all began in a funny old way. We become new creations. We're reconciled to God. Our sins aren't counted against us. And we're called to be servants who tell others of that work. And it all began that first Christmas when God became us in Jesus that we might become like him, children of our Heavenly Father. So I ask you, don't let this Christmas pass without knowing this hope of a God who loves you and a God who has renewed that relationship with you through his reconciling power, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
John is going to come and bring our prayers, aren't you, John? Lovely, thank you. Let's...